Hello, everyone, but specifically Dr. Clark. It is Lauren with a Y.
And Lauren with an E.
And today we are going to be talking about Bree Runway's newest mixtape, 2000 and Forever.
All caps, no spaces.
No spaces. So first, I'm going to give a little rundown on Miss Runway. She's 28. She's Ghanaian, but currently lives in England, born and raised. And she got her stage name from her cousin, Runway Pedro. As a kid, she was so excited. He told her at a family gathering, "I need to give you something, Bree." And she said, "Oh my God, I cannot wait for him to give me some Prada sunglasses." But that did not happen. He gave her his name, Runway Pedro. So she said, "I guess," and added it to her Facebook. But then over time, she eventually grew into it and became the woman she is today. Bree grew up in Hackney, England, on a street nicknamed Murder Mile because of the amount of crime there.
As far as what type of artist she is, in an interview with Gay Times magazine, Bree Runway said, "I'm not just a rapper. Like, that's completely impossible. I'm literally everything. I feel like everybody is so obsessed with labels, boxes, territory, this and that. But sometimes the genre is just pop. A pop star does everything. That's what I am." And she meant that. She really does rap, sing, and hit all of the popular genres while still maintaining a unique sound.
And that is true. Bree Runway has said she's inspired by Lady Gaga, Grace Jones, Lil' Kim, Pharrell, and Britney Spears. Just a whole variety of artists that come together that she uses to create her unique sound. And something especially powerful that happened in Runway's life was when she was in college, she ended up performing for Michelle Obama. So what had happened was her music teacher told her to practice, and for weeks and weeks and weeks she did without even knowing why. And when the day finally came, her teacher told her, like, "It's time to perform, let's go." And she walked onto the stage and saw American security. And then Michelle Obama. And Michelle Obama told her she'd like to see her perform at the White House, to which Bree replied, "Invite me then." Period. As she should.
And she's posted.
Yes. And she posted about it on her Twitter, like, where she started and where she is now, because wow, where is she now?
When asking her about, you know, the themes and what she likes to present in her music, she says that the most popular themes that she tries to incorporate in her music are being confident, embracing your power as a woman to get what you want, and not letting any guy play you for a fool, because nobody has time for that.
So why these themes are important to her: she is a woman, and a Black woman, and a dark-skinned Black woman. And it is especially important to her to talk about being Black and beautiful and successful, because as a kid, when she was in high school, middle school, she was bullied with issues of colorism. And just her being her own person, people did not like that, because she is the moment. So she ended up bleaching her skin, and it led to an unfortunate skin bleaching accident, and had to get medical grade dermatology, all sorts of mess. So she wants to express how beautiful she feels and how beautiful she is for others to see, because she has overcome what happened to her in her youth.
So taking all of that into consideration, like, she has said that she would like to someday start a Bree Runway campaign for young Black girls. And she just seems like a genuinely cool, unique, and caring person.
Yes, she does. So now we're gonna ask, are these things actually present in her music? And does her album slap?
Let's find out.
Let's find out. So the first song on Miss Runway's album is Ape Shit. And a lot of people have pointed out that it had a Missy Elliott vibe, which it definitely does. Her fans picked up on these vibes, and they begged her on Twitter to do a remix of Missy Elliott, but it couldn't happen. But as you'll see later, she did drop a track with Missy Elliott, ATM. So
dreams do come true.
Period.
But as far as making those dreams happen, you first need some self-confidence. And this song talks about that so much. Like, it's definitely for people who were made to feel inadequate, as she was. and just kind of embracing who you are, learning to love yourself.
Yes. And I was thinking, like, I wonder if this is a reference to the Beyonce song Ape Shit when they was in France, but you know,
definitely could be.
So the next song on her album is Lil Nokia, which definitely has more of a hyper pop feel, which definitely was popular right when this album came out, November 2020, with the 100 Gex, with the Charlie XCX. Mm-hmm. And as Bree Runway has said, she does not stay in just one genre. So I feel like this definitely fits what she was saying about that. And this song is about Dana Hood nigga with a trap phone. And Ms. Runway makes all the right references. He's speeding through red lights. He's paranoid. He don't know what to do. That's what Lil Nokia is about.
Yeah. And like, it's cool because at the end, she realizes that like Mr. Nokia owner is not treating her right. And she does leave. She says not answering the phone and everything. But unfortunately, it's a skip for me. It is a skip for me.
That's okay, because better things are coming.
Right. And the next better thing is ATM, which we mentioned earlier, with the iconic Missy Elliott herself.
Yes.
Just, there's so much to say about this song. Like, she actually ended up, Bree Runway ended up making a video with Genius, you know, where they talk about the lyrics and kind of break down the song and the process behind it. And in the video, she says that the power that women possess, like inherently, basically, so that can be our intelligence, our looks or whatever, like it's super important. We should all be able to use that as women just to get what we want. And I'm here for it.
Me too. She did say though that the themes in the song are like a little bit of a parody. She definitely adopted a character to write this song, a little bit ditzy, a little bit girly, with like her intro where she says, met a guy from England. Like she in reality might not care about that, but it do be fun though.
Yes.
It'd be fun. This song is definitely my personal favorite. I believe that it is absolutely a bop.
For sure. And she even like throws in the line, pretty bitch chocolate, like some Duce. So, you know, showing some love to a dark-skinned woman, which she did say she wanted to do throughout her music. So we love to see appreciation for Black women.
Yes, we do. The next song on her mixtape is Damn Daniel with Young Baby Tate. So it's definitely an old school, very funky song. Very, very funky. It starts out with a skit. They play little characters, Keisha, and you know, about the song. Miss Young Baby Tate and Bree Runway are gonna team up and shoot Daniel for cheating on them. And that's what I call girl power.
Yeah, it's definitely like a really cool, fun, kind of 80s sounding song, and the video fits the vibe of that very well. So that was cool. But next is what I think has to be my personal favorite from the album. I think this is the first song that I ever heard by her, just like on Spotify when I didn't know who she was. But this is another song where she makes explicit reference to being dark. In the chorus, I believe, she says, skin dark like the window tinted. Mm-hmm. So again, like anytime someone is going to show love to dark-skinned Black women, I'm here for it. And there's also just a whole lot of braggadocio in this song. Like she's very prideful about who she is and, you know, everything that she has going for herself. She says, I'm already better than this next bitch, which is, you know, kind of showing that she's not dependent on a man. And she believes in herself so much. Like, she knows you can't do any better than her. So I like it. I really like this song.
Yes, this song is about the lap of luxury. And Miss Bree Runway loves some luxury. In fact, when she was still working at a children's shoe store, she decided that she wanted to get a job selling luxury handbags. And what she did was she took a picture of the front of the store and pasted it on her wall and looked at it every single day until she got that interview and she got that job. And in her interview, she did say that she was unqualified, but she got it. And that's what matters.
That's some determination right there.
Yes, it is. And I feel like this song is like a manifestation, along with a lot of the other songs in this album. Her manifesting like her life of luxury that she knew she deserved, which I love for her.
Mm-hmm.
So next is Gucci, which is similar, featuring Malibu Mitch. Another definitely luxurious, definitely braggadocio-filled song. My favorite line in the song is, "In my own lane, these bitches got traffic," which means she been doing her own thing since day one. These other bitches cannot compete with her. I love it. I love it.
Yeah, it's definitely got like this whole work hard, play hard kind of energy to it. Like she's, I think at one point in the song, she basically says something about like being in the Marriott twerking one night and then the next day she's there doing business.
Yeah.
So like, again, that's all about balance, work hard and play hard. And as far as just, you know, keeping up that theme of appreciating Black women, Black people in general, she says Black skin is your door. So Black skin I love, like showing love for Black people.
So next, we're going to tone it down a little bit. She has a tribute song for Nicole Thea, Baby Rain. This song's about a British YouTuber, Nicole Thea, who died of a heart attack while pregnant, which is very sad. I think it's nice that she put something like this on her mixtape. Definitely amongst these other songs, I was a little confused, but I do definitely understand.
Yeah, I mean, I think it does show her range because a lot of the other songs are, you know, maybe kind of hip-hop or pop, but this sounds more R&B, so she is showing us that she can do it all in a very impactful and just, you know, touching, considerate way. The next song is actually a freestyle. You want to talk about that some, Lauren with a Y?
Sure. No Sir Freestyle. It's definitely one of the shorter songs on this mixtape. It also definitely has like a hyper-pop feel, which was definitely popular when she came out with her mixtape, but I feel like it was good. You know, it was a little fresh, but definitely not one of my favorites, but I did like it. She definitely shows her skill in the freestyle though.
I can see that. And she makes her point to boast about her skills in the freestyle, but there's like a line she says, "You cannot sleep on me." So again, the braggadocio, which is very common among like female MCs or just MCs in general in hip hop. And there's a line where she says, "Skin brown like the henny." So again, she will not let you forget that she is a Black woman. She is a Ghanaian woman, that she has some melanin.
And finally, she has a remix, the Lil Nokia remix, which I really liked. But I'm also very, very biased because Rico Nasty's on this remix, who I love. I love, I love, I love. So I love Lil Nokia, the remix. And I love Rico Nasty, who also recently came out with a song called iPhone, like over the summer, that's definitely like similar vibe. I just feel like they fit perfectly together. Like they're both Black women. They don't really fit into any boxes. Like they're just out there. They're doing what they want. They're being powerful. They're changing the game. It is what it is. And I just feel like this remix is it. Like Rico Nasty should have just been on the track, but that's my opinion.
Okay, well, don't hate me, but Rico Nasty is not my favorite.
I get
and
it.
We have already established that Lil Nokia is not my favorite.
Yeah.
However, when the two come together for the remix, I will say that I do like it better than the original Lil
Nokia.
Like
it fits. It needs
a
little
something. Yeah, it does work. It works for them. However, it is still, you know, not my cup of tea. Despite, you know, Lil Nokia maybe not being my favorite, I can say that I do love that she actually did do what she said she was going to do. You know, she talked the talk and she walked the walk as far as saying that things in her music would be, you know, basically like uplifting women and Black women, you know, showing appreciation for Black people and that, you know, just advocating for women, not allowing men to walk all over them or treat them, you know, in ways less than they should be treated. So love that she actually, you know, stuck to the themes that she wanted to incorporate in her music. And just as importantly, the album slaps.
The album does indeed slap. I did really enjoy it. I did. So, and if you want to get any more of Bree Runway, she just came out with a new single 2 weeks ago called Hot Hot, which you can find on YouTube. You can watch her music video. It's so good. You can stream her on Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer, whatever that is, Amazon Music. Buy it on the iTunes Store, or you can also stream it on YouTube Music. And then don't forget to follow her on all of her socials. She's just at Bree Runway, BREERUNWAY.
And while you're at it, follow Hip Hop African. You can follow Hip Hop African on Twitter at HHAfrican, and you can keep up with the blog on the website, hiphopafrican.com.
Yes, you can. All right. Thank you for listening. We hope you have a great rest of your day, whatever you're doing. And signing out. This is Lauren with a Y, signing out.
And this is Lauren with an E.
All right.